Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, University of Notre Dame professor of political science, Michael Desch, explains how history proves that Democratic leaders are just as likely to go to war as their Republican counterparts.
Since the epical election of 1972, in which anti-Vietnam War sentiment rocketed the dovish North Dakota Senator George McGovern into orbit as his party's ultimately unsuccessful nominee for president, the Democratic Party has been tagged as soft on defense. But the election of Barack Obama in 2008, at a time in which widespread war weariness had finally set in, may ironically break the mold which casts Republicans as strong on defense and Democrats as war wimps. Indeed, this Democratic president hardly seems skittish about using force. He has waged the drone war with al-Qaeda with much more vigor than his predecessor. He doubled down the U.S. commitment in Afghanistan at a time when many thought it was a bad bet. He stiffened NATO's spine to provide air support for the successful anti-Gaddafi uprising in Libya. And most importantly, he put the big coonskin on the side of the barn that W never got with the daring Navy SEAL strike that took out Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. Not surprisingly, it's proving hard for Obama's Republican opponents to challenge his national security credentials from a rational perspective. Exhibit A of the cloud cuckoo land they've moved into is former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich's warning that Obama is ignoring the threat of an electromagnetic pulse from a nuclear warhead exploded high over the United States, which he believes could end life as we know it. However, this diabolical plan depends on an adversary having both reliable nuclear warheads and intercontinental ballistic missiles, a combination that neither North Korea nor Iran have. If this is the best the GOP can do, the president can be confident that at least the 2012 election will not turn again on whether a Democrat can defend our country.
That was the University of Notre Dame's Michael Desch. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.